Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Hope all is well. Baruch Hashem, I want to again give a appreciation and a thanks to the person who initiated me to do this. The person knows who they are, and it's a real schus that we've been doing this. I think this is our fourth shiur, and I've got very positive feedback from a lot of you, so thank you so much. And it's definitely always a chizik for me too, just that everybody knows that. I heard this many years ago from Rabbi Goldberger. I don't know if you know him, from Baltimore, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Tursky, a Horn disciple. That's Dr. Abraham Tursky's brother, from Denver. I heard this bishmo from the, might have been from the Horn disciple Rebbe. And they said that dvarim shabaliv nichnasim laliv. We know that words of the heart enter someone else's heart. When you speak of what's in your heart, it'll enter the other person's heart. As we know, kamayim panim lapanim, that a person very much connects to the way another person connects, the way we view somebody else. Usually it's kamayim, just like your face in the water. There's a reflection, so too, the way we are towards somebody else. So when you're speaking from your heart, it affects the other person. And he said from the Hornestipler, from the Rebbe, that he says, Torem shablev nechnasim lelev, which means when you speak to your friend and you speak of your heart to give over to someone else, it actually goes into your own heart. So just to tell everyone who's listening that I'm part of the listening, and I'm trying that the words that I'm saying also will enter my heart. So we're all in this together, trying to grow. So thank you for listening. I want to talk about Lashon Hara, of course. Let's begin with that. There's a halacha that we're going to talk about. But just to chazer over that the reason we speak Lashon Hara is, number one, there's a Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara. But number two, I just want to reiterate this, and it's so important to hear this all the time. Our responsibility is to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Our responsibility is to listen to the shiur 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes, open up a purity of speech, open up a Shmiras Lashon, get that email that I get. I have that email, I get it. So even when I'm traveling or I'm not with my sefer, I have access to all Hilchos Lashon Hara all the time. I get a daily halacha in English. It's not a matter of, oh, how do I not speak Lashon Hara? Of course, we have to be careful. But my experience, and this is actually what the Chafetz Chaim says, if you learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara, that is the key. Learn Hilchos Lashon Hara every day. I try and do it every time I eat a meal, every time I sit down to a meal, anytime I try and, you know, I eat, I have an opportunity, for whatever reason I do it like that, I quickly open up my phone and do it and do a halacha. And that's what protects us. So it's not so much, obviously there's the emotional part that we speak about, which is focusing on ourselves. But it also goes like this. When you stop speaking Lashon Hara, you automatically focus on yourself. I all the time, you know, speak and say, okay, like, you know, let's focus on ourselves and not speak Lashon Hara, which is also true. But it's also when you stop speaking Lashon Hara, so then you're forced in a certain way to focus on yourself. And maybe that's what the Chafetz Chaim had in mind. You learn the halachas, it's very simple, you know, and you're just more careful. And especially as we're talking about that we're all away, or many of us are away, and on vacation, and Pesach, and Yom Tov, and we schmooze, and we go on trips, and we're with people, and especially on Yom Tov, we have meals with other people. Oh my gosh, be so careful, be so careful, be so careful. Whether you want to bring the purity of speech book to the table, whether you want to, as the Gemara says, the reason Hashem gave us fingers, pointy fingers, is so we could put our fingers in our ears when people speak Lashon Hara. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. No one's going to be speaking Lashon Hara this Yom Tov because we're going to have a geula, so it's going to be because nobody speaks Lashon Hara. But if chas v'shalom, you're in a place where whatever it is, yeah, you have to take caution, which is the halacha. Let me read the halacha, great halacha. The Torah warns us not to believe Lashon Hara. Okay, so you're at a table, and someone starts speaking about, oh, did you hear what cousin Ruth or Aunt Esther, or whatever the name is, Tanta, whatever it is. You heard the, you know, what she, that she, oh my gosh, there she goes again. She's so, you know, she's so self-centered. She's, you know, she lost her money again. She's not raising her children properly, whatever, dot, 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 dot. You're not allowed to believe that. Briefly, and I'm reading from the Shmiras HaLashon, chapter 8, section 13. If anyone wants to look it up there, this is from Shmiras HaLashon. The rule is that every Jew is commanded not to believe Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to believe. Okay. Number two. It makes no difference if one hears Lashon Hara, and this is also very important for us, from a non-relative or from your parents or from a relative. As it says in Tana Elio, that if one sees one's parents speaking words such as Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to believe them. And it says over here, you must also make them stop this behavior. Now that's a little, in parentheses, he says, he should be careful to do this respectfully. As I write in Ber Mayim Chaim, that's what he says. You can't just keep quiet. Let me see this. Therefore, a person should do this gently. And I mean, obviously, you got to walk away from the table. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to tell you. It's hard. You should be very, here he says, one should be very careful that your household does not ever hear people speaking Lashon Hara. Right? Knocking other people. Oh, and he says, this we've spoken about many times. Also, generally, the household's behavior depends on that of the householder. That's what I tell everybody. When you, God willing, will be married and you'll have your own house, then there's no excuse. Now it's a little bit difficult because you're in the hands of other people, but to try as best you can. Now, of course, never to embarrass someone to say, oh, that's Lashon Hara, even though it could be the Chofetz Chaim would tell you to do that. But I can't tell you to do that. I don't know what to do. You know, you can't embarrass somebody. I don't know. You can, I mean, not, I don't know. You cannot never do that. Don't go to the meal. Stay away from the meal. I don't know. I'm not talking about a specific eitzah for someone. If you know you're hanging around people and it's all Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, then it's like, you know, just try not to believe it. Okay, we're not focusing on that specifics. He talks about an impurity of speech, what a person is supposed to do. It's definitely complicated. I've said this to you guys many times. I've said this to everyone here many times. You know, you're when you know you're in the hands of other people, the example we've given, then it's very difficult. But I always say, if you're sitting at a table and someone takes a bat and is smashing someone with a bat, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I can't do anything about it. That's part of the problem. That's literally what Lashon Hara is. That's literally what Lashon Hara is. Okay, Hashem will help us all. We should be zocha to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara every day. We should be zocha to see the beauty in each Jew, in each person, in ourselves. We and to daven for that. Maybe we have to daven for that. To daven before you go to your meal. Hashem, help save me. Help to be shomer my mouth and my ears from Lashon Hara. Amen. Okay. The topic of today that I just want to mention, and this is a pretty much a deep topic that I think we all can connect to. It's actually in honor of one of the guys in Yeshiva. He knows who he is. I would mention him on here, but I'm not going to because I didn't ask him. And I don't want him to say like, oh, like we spoke about something. And I told him I'm going to say this in the next year. But I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I mention his name because we all have this. But he's the one who inspired me to talk about this. And here's the topic, a very popular, right? It's like, we're going to talk about anxiety. Of course, everyone's like, yeah, we're going to talk about codependence. Of course, we're going to talk about, you know, we all have these challenges. This is a challenge I think we also all have, which is ironic. Loneliness. How to deal with loneliness, especially when you're at home. And especially when home, in a certain way, brings out the biggest loneliness. The thought, just to talk this out with all of you, right? You could be sitting on an airplane next to somebody, You don't know the person. You don't say a word. They don't say a word for 11 hours straight. And there's no loneliness in that. It's not like, oh, you know, even though you don't talk to the person doesn't talk, you're on an airplane. You're not so lonely, right? You're there. You're in an airport. You're in a public place. You're not so lonely. Even though, ironically, that would be the place to be lonely. That would be, right? That's the difference we always say between alone and being lonely, right? You're alone, but you're not lonely. It's so funny that it's like that. And then when you go home and you're with the people who love you the most and who are, you belong to that family, right? Your last name is Katz. Your last name is Cohn. Your last name is Fisher. Your last name is whatever your last name is. Like, I'm one of them. Like, and then you feel so, so lonely. And it's so funny, right? In yeshiva, I'm not so lonely. But then I go home, and I'm so lonely. In this place, right, I'm not so lonely, but then I'm home, and then I'm extra lonely. So I just want to talk about that a little bit, and it makes sense. The reason that we're so lonely sometimes when we go home is because of our expectations, which makes sense. And there's a disconnect, because I want to belong, and I want to be seen. I want to be seen by my brothers, meaning appreciated for who I am, loved for who I am. I want my parents to see me both, not just when I say seen, I don't mean physically seen, emotionally seen, intellectually seen. Like, this is us, come on. Like, we're supposed to be all like this, but like, you don't get me. Like, this is the place, and this is where it's hard. This is a heavy one. This is where it's difficult. It's like, that's why I tell, right? What is your home going to be like? You want your son to come home. You want your daughter to come home and to be able to just be them. I just want you to be you, to be comfortable, to be able to just be you. And when we, and that's what we want to do for our children. That's what you're going to want to do for your children. What happens is when we go home now sometimes and we're with the closest people to us, that's where it brings out the most your loneliness, because it's like, I'm not heard. I'm not seen. I'm not loved the way I need to be loved. And then, obviously, and this we're not going to get into for sure, there's all the psychological, you know, there's all the older stuff that it brings up when we were kids, and that didn't happen to us. And maybe that didn't happen. So that's where it gets very difficult. What is the Eitzah? What's the advice? The advice is, first of all, to realize that you're not alone in this feeling of loneliness. I think that's number one. I think that's probably the biggest one. Like, it's, I don't want to say it's okay, but like, it's a, like a normal, natural thing to not feel just always so at home. And it's okay, especially when you're a teenager, especially when you're, you know, I've said this many times, when you're at a stage in your life where you're trying to become independent, which is the stage of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, to become independent. And then you're really dependent. So it's a very tough stage, because it's like, I'm still from the dependent, but I'm not totally independent. And it's hard. It's very difficult, because we want to break free and be our own entity. At the same time, we want the approval from mom and dad and our siblings and our community and our shul and our that's where it all comes out. So it's 100% natural and normal to feel this way and to feel that loneliness and to feel alone in that. But the chizik is that we all experience that, and that's really growth. That's this next piece. The next piece is that it's the only way. It's the only way. The only way to really become you is to experience. As they say, it's lonely at the top. Now, what does that mean? What it means is you have to go through, you know what, I'll read it again. Let me see if I could find it. Yeah, I'll be able to find it in Mirtz Hashem. The from Rav Soloveitchik, I've read this a few times, and it's so powerful, from the Rav. I think that's what they call him. Let me just get this. Sorry. I did not prepare. I thought that I'd maybe be saying this, but I wasn't sure. I didn't think I would be saying this, but I'm going to say it now. Here it is. And this is, if anyone needs, I could find out where this, the original letter of this is, but he says, the originality and creativity in man are rooted in his loneliness, experience, not in his social awareness. Now, that's hard to hear because it's painful. But that's really the answer. It's a bracha that you're lonely, because it means that's where you're going to really look at Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was rejected by his family. He was alone. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was also. Look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech was called a mamzer. David HaMelech, they didn't even invite David HaMelech. We all know the story. And if you don't, listen to the story. And if you do, it's a great review, right? David HaMelech, right? Shmuel HaNavi said to Yishai, one of your children is going to be the king. So they made a party to find out which one is going to be the king. They did not even invite David to the party because they knew he was not going to be the king. That's how sure they was he was not going to be the king. They were wrong. That's what the pasuk says. Even ma'asu habonim ha'isal rosh pina. The cornerstone that they despised, even the stone that they despised, shema'asu, the builder said, ugh, that stone, right? That stone, ugh, we can't use that stone to build the building. That ended up to be the foundation of the building. David HaMelech, who was the loneliest of the lonely, ends up being the king. Unbelievable. So our leaders, our tzaddikim were very lonely. And what that does is that it's rooted in that. The singleness of man, right? It makes you responsible. It makes you have to be close to yourself. It's hard. Here he says, social man is superficial. He imitates, he emulates. The lonely man is profound. He creates, he is original. So that's the chizik. The chizik is that it's a blessing for all of us. It's painful, but try and tap in. That's all I could say. Try and tap in. Try and take notes. Maybe take out a notebook and see when you feel the loneliness. You know, this is the time a little bit. And then another eight is okay. Is get out of the house and go play with some friends and go have a good time with some friends. But it doesn't have to be like you can't be home. It doesn't have to be that. And again, maybe I'm talking extreme. A lot of chevra, it's great to be at home, and it's great that it's great to be at home. But there's always a loneliness. It always brings out, whether it's with your mother, your father, your siblings, something brings it out, and that's okay. Tap into that. Thank you for listening. Always a pleasure. And I'll end off with this. Levad, Lamed Beis Dalid. Stands for, I heard this from the Biyana Rebbe many, many, many years ago, over 30 years ago. Lamed stands for Lishmarcha. Bey stands for Bechol. Dalet is Drachecha. Hashem is with you in your loneliness. Not only is he with you in your loneliness, that's really where you find him, where you find yourself. Okay, always a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone. And thank you for that, for the guy in yeshiva, he knows who he is, for inspiring this year. Take care.